station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, June 21st.
Hola.
Yes.
June bloom again.
You know, it is every morning like this, huh?
I do not like it, Sam. I am.
You don't like it.
No.
But then once you're here, you leave and it's sunny. So what's the
what planet are you on?
Why? Not, it's true.
It wasn't. Yeah.
It wasn't sunny yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I take it back. We get this, what they call a marine layer, you know.
No.
And so like around June and stuff, I guess you get warm air, cold water, whatever, cold currents, ocean currents. And that's what happens. So just live with it. We still have the best weather in the world by far.
Yeah, you know, I mean, agree.
It's just during the day. It's just so beautiful. You know?
It just
it's
sucks.
So pleasant being outside.
Because growing up on the East Coast, it's like, you know, it's June. It's freaking June. Like, it's hot. I want it to be 90 degrees. I want to be in the sun every single day. You know, and that's how it should be. That's what a summer is.
Okay.
Not, you know, 60 degrees for the month of June. Like, that's unheard of. Like, the East Coast right now, it's like, you know, 90 to 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's sunny every day, and you go on the beach anywhere on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And the water's warm.
Why would we want it that hot, though?
Why not?
90, 100 degrees?
That's
you
summer.
Like that?
That is summer. Mm. This is not summer. This is shit. I hate it. I absolutely...
Wow.
It is gloomy. It's depressing. I don't want to leave my house. I'm like, this is just sucky. Sucky, suckiness. I hate it. I really do.
I think you're taking it too seriously.
No,
come
but
on.
I just really...
A couple hours in the morning.
If I could disappear for the month of June and be on the East Coast the entire month, I would.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind it being hot and humid back there? Because I know it's pretty humid, right?
Yeah, but I have the water. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? The water is actually, the water's nice there. You can actually get in. It's warm.
Really?
You don't have to wear a wetsuit like you don't have to over here. And the water here is disgusting. I wouldn't want to get in anyway.
It's really dirty.
It's like mucky and gnarly and there's like shit all in it. Like they don't clean it. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And then there's like goop. Like they don't clean up the marine stuff. Like the fish. Oh, it's just disgusting. You can't even get in the water unless you go way, way north, like way past the
I know.
Zuma.
They got all that seaweed and shit.
Yeah, it's
disgusting. You can't swim there.
No, it's
I
really gross.
I have to agree. That's why I don't go to the beach a lot here, and I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss being on the beach.
See, we don't have that on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's actually really clean no matter where you go.
I know. The Atlantic is a lot warmer.
Mm, it's so amazing. It's beautiful.
Well... What can I say, you know?
I'm spoiled.
I'm still happy with the weather here. I think it's cool, you know?
Yeah, just not June.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying June, too. So there you go.
Fine.
So how are you feeling today? Is your body getting better and everything after the injury?
A little bit. I mean, honestly, my back really hurts waking up this morning. I was
really?
Like, this really sucks.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just in a shitty mood today.
Yeah?
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, well, we'll cheer you up a little bit.
I'm just going to complain no matter what you say. It's going to be a complaint pretty much.
Well, no complaining today, man.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, so we've got a weekend coming, and I don't know what I'm going to do since we already went to Vegas last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I enjoy traveling. Yeah, but you know what? It's the same places all the time.
Right.
I'm getting tired of it already, you know?
Exactly. No, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I want to go out to nature and stuff, you know, maybe, camp out, get a tent and stuff. That would be cool, huh?
Go to the island. Go to, like, you can camp
Catalina?
There.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
That's true, yeah.
Catalina's really cool. They have a new, well, I don't know if you're into it, but they have zip lines right now.
Yeah, I saw that. Isn't that cool?
It opened up last summer, and I haven't been there yet to do the zip lines. I really want to do zip lining. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know, for those of you who don't live here, we have Catalina Island, which is about, like a 30-minute boat ride, 45-minute boat ride.
Yeah, about so. Yeah.
And it's beautiful out there, you know, so people sometimes go there, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess the city there is called Avalon or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's the casino there and everything, you know. No, it's Avalon, trust me.
I don't know, I was like, I can't remember.
I know my stuff, man. So, yeah, you know, so Catalina could be good, too. That's true. Have you camped out, like, anywhere nearby here? I mean...
I like going up north. Yeah. It's better up there because there's only one place you can drive on the beach. And that is, what's it called? It's near San Luis Obispo.
Right.
But I forget what, Oceano Beach. Mm. And you can camp, you can actually drive onto the beach with your vehicle
and camp.
And that's really cool. Yeah.
Really?
There's a bunch of other campsites, you know, between the coast.
Exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Too.
That's where I like going. But, because you can drive on. Now, if you don't need to drive on and just want to go in camping, there's a ton of spots that you can do that I've gone to that are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch near Santa Barbara. There's a bunch. I mean, it depends how far up north you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll look it up and see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we'll do that.
That could be fun.
It's nice weather now. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not too hot or anything.
I think it's cold.
Yeah, for you, it's too cold.
Way too cold.
Isn't it funny how people feel different things, you know, different temperatures?
Yeah.
I know in my house, the air conditioning is going and blasting all day, and I'm freezing, you know. My wife she gets warm, and she turns on the air conditioning, and I'm freezing, you know, so we can never get it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like... It's funny because back in the day, not back in the day, at my parents' place, each room now has its own thermostat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we all argue.
Yeah.
So, but I, and for you guys being in the same room, that's got to be hard. I guess, like, you could get, like, one of those electric blankets where one side is one thing and one side's the other.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, you know.
But that's when you're in bed. I'm talking about other times.
Oh, well.
When you're just walking around.
Yeah, each room would be different. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the way it is there.
Yeah.
So let's see what's going on. So we're going to have a guest calling in soon?
We are going to have a guest calling in soon. We have Dr. Carol Lieberman who's calling in, and she has a book called Bad Girls and Why Guys Like Them and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What makes a bad girl? That's what I'm kind of I'm curious about. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was pretty bad. Back in the day. I don't really know if I'm bad. I don't know.
Well, what does that mean? You said you've been bad, so you know what it means.
Oh, because I was just evil.
Yeah.
Very evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was crazy. I mean, I guess I still am. I just don't really, I just do what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were you evil now? Is that when you were younger?
When I was younger.
Yeah.
Well, I went through the stage where I just was like, I'm so over guys and men and just everything is just, you know, I don't trust anyone. So therefore, now I'm going to play you.
Right.
And I was a player. I was a really big player back in the day. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was when I first moved to Hollywood. So, yeah, it was actually even in Maryland. It was really bad for years.
Really?
Yeah. And then I realized. What am I doing?
So you were just leading guys on and stuff? That's probably a bad girl.
It wasn't, I guess it wasn't really that. I know I would flat out say this is a one night thing or this isn't, you know, whatever. And it was just, I shouldn't even say that. I was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was. I was really hurt by somebody and I just kind of went crazy afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you being evil, but if you say so.
I wasn't really evil. I was just, you know, I wasn't like I was playing anyone.
Yeah,
it was like,
I
flat out.
It didn't come from a bad place.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, you saw me once, and you never saw me again.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, don't call me, don't, you know, and I was very bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean...
I shouldn't care. That was the thing, I just didn't care.
Yeah, you're just playing games. I don't think it's being evil, you know? I mean, evil is a strong word, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool, you know, so... check this out. I found this out, and this is also a woman that plays men... they call her a serial mistress, and she says she borrows married men.
What?
She's had, she admits to having over 50 affairs with married men and says she just borrows them. So.
What do you mean borrows them?
Well, she talked to Dr. Drew, so let's hear what she has to say. It's a couple of minutes long, so.
Now, aren't you damaging other women and families?
Oh, wait a minute. This is starting from the middle. It's
I am not some kind of whore who is on my back 24/7. I am incredible.
Okay, you got to see her. She's pretty overweight, too, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's not like a hot chick or anything.
Uh-huh.
to be good friends with most of these guys. If I do decide to go further, it is a huge conscious decision to do so. I don't do this lightly.
Married men are actually well trained. They've been taught how to behave around a lady. I don't believe that when you're a mistress, you should fall in love with that man. I never have done, and I never will. If I feel that my emotions are getting too involved with a married man, I will break off all contact and I will leave. You're completely missing the point. This is the huge problem that I have being a serial mistress. Everyone misses the point. In the years I've been doing this, I have never once broken up a marriage. I don't want to break up any marriages. I have never and will never break up a marriage.
What about the
children?
Simply
because I don't particularly want the man. If the marriage isn't breaking up, I'm not breaking up the children. I don't particularly want somebody on my doorstep with a suitcase saying I've left my wife. I would be mortified if that happened, because that was not what I started this for.
Now, aren't you damaging other women and families as a result of your behavior?
Not at all, no. These guys actually go onto a website specifically for married people called Illicit Encounters in the UK. They actually pay quite a considerable amount of money to be on this website, and they are looking for a mistress. They've made the conscious decision with a glass of wine and a credit card in their hands to look for a mistress. I'm not the temptress. I'm not the person who works with one of these guys, bends down in the tight skirt and tempts a man who's never ever thought of having an affair. These men are making the conscious decision to have an affair. If it wasn't with me, it would be with the 300,000 other women that are on this site.
Women.
Well, yeah. You know, everybody's got their own ideas about things. You
mm-hmm.
know? And like I said, you know, I mean, she's not like a hot model or anything, you know. But
right. But
that's the thing. I think they say that, you know, when men cheat, it's not necessarily with a prettier woman, you know. It's just different, you know. Men need different. They need to spread their seed, you know.
Oh.
Biologically.
Disgusting.
Why?
Spread my seed.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, that's what males do in the wild, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just have to watch this, because obviously we're not animals and we have culture and everything and morals and we don't do this. But, you know, she's just coming. She agrees to step up and admit this, you know.
Right.
But I think a lot of people do that.
You know, I know a lot of married men actually who have their randoms, their random hookup. It's especially here in LA. I mean, it's
really
there are, and it's just randoms, and they're just like friends or people that they really trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can do this, because my wife knows almost every hour where I'm at, you
right.
know. So it's like, how could I possibly do something like this, you know? And I don't know how people who have a good relationship can do it,
right?
For various reasons.
Well, if we have a good relationship, I don't think you would be doing it. I think that it's. I mean, a lot of the guys that I know, it's because they travel. That's their that's their business. They are traveling, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. They're gone
right.
all the time.
So that's
and
their excuse.
You don't know their schedule because
yeah,
you know, they run a company
true.
And they might have drinks for a client. They might have,
yeah,
you know,
they could do whatever they want. Yeah.
It's the entertainment industry out
yeah.
here. I mean, yeah, there's no set like 9 to 5 job. It's
yeah.
around the clock. So yeah, it's I've seen a lot. I'm like, wow.
I know so much for marriage these days, you know.
Well, then that's why I bring up the whole like, okay, so if you were to spice it up and bring threesomes into it or another girl into the whole mix, then maybe they wouldn't cheat, because therefore you're allowed, like, so you're married and you're allowing it. Like, as long as it's you're there, what's
right.
the big deal? You're allowing them to be with other
yeah.
women
yeah, but
when
how
you're
often
there.
Does that happen, you know?
Well, I mean, that's, I don't know, maybe it's a once a month. Who knows? Depends on your deal. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in that situation. So
I don't know how people can do this, you know, live with the lies and everything. I mean, you got to really create some intricate lies to be able to explain yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Like, what did you do? Where did you spend the money? What? Why did you spend the money? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and today everything is traceable, you know?
Right.
You know, people use credit cards. Whatever you do, it's traceable.
Right, but, I mean, if you have a company card, then who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's on the company.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Do you think women travelers do that too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know some.
Obviously to a lesser extent, but I'm sure some do.
Yeah, I know
right?
some.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not just traveling. It's just, you know, they just, what they do.
It's just what
yeah.
they do. So you think it means if someone has an affair that they necessarily have a bad marriage?
I don't really think it's a bad relationship. I think that there's something lacking, you know, that, you know, it could be the same old boring thing every single day, mm-hmm. you know, and the guy is just kind of over it. It's something new. It's something
right.
different.
Yeah.
I think that if he had a really good relationship with his, you know, wife, mm-hmm. and if he was feeling like it was the same old everything, they would talk about it and they would spice it up in some other way, mm-hmm. whether it be traveling together, whether it be trying new things, whether it be bringing in, you know, other whatever.
Yeah.
You know, each person's different.
Yeah.
But, and then I think, because if a guy is constantly stimulated, like mentally in that way, then he's taken care of and he's not going to cheat because he's going to think, right. well, I have it this good with my, you know, my wife, and she kind of does all this. So, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you don't need that somewhere else.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's kind of how I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in a situation, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Well, one day you might be, you know. And then you'll have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy going from being single to being married, I don't think. You know,
right.
There's a lot of sacrifice that you have to make. And, you know, some people are not willing to make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes they do and then they get bored. Anyway, I see we have a phone call coming, so that's probably the guest.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. This is Dr. Carol.
Yes,
hi.
Dr. Carol. How are you? We've been waiting for your call.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for calling us this morning. Where are you calling us from?
From Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Malibu.
So you're right here.
So you're here. Yeah. Well, you could have easily come into the studio.
I know. We'll have her come next time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you wrote a book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay. Well, actually, my first book was Bad Boys. You may have heard of it. Bad Boys, Why We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
I remember that.
Absolutely.
And when I was out promoting that, guys would tell me, when are you going to write about bad girls? So, a while later, I did. And actually, this book, Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them, and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets, is a book for men and for women.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's for men to help them not get trapped by bad girls, and it's for women to help them learn the secrets.
Right.
And what I did, you know, when I wrote Bad Boys, besides my experience as a psychiatrist, I had enough experience dating bad boys to fill a whole book. So, you know, I didn't really do anything. I mean, I gathered anecdotes, but for bad girls, I set out to have fresh stories. So I interviewed over 100 guys who had been in relationships with these bad girls, mm-hmm. and their stories were just amazing. And of course, I include some of them in the book. But let me just tell you what I mean by a bad girl, because you know there are so many.
Yes,
the media
that's what
has
we were gonna.
Given,
yeah.
Yeah, we were just debating that.
Because I'm like, you know, I was really bad back in the day, and I don't really think I'm bad now. So what really makes a girl bad? Yeah.
What makes her bad? Is her, she starts out with a dysfunctional relationship with her father.
Mm.
Now, this could be something serious, like sexual abuse or physical abuse, or it could just be something like the father's a workaholic, and he's just not there very much, or he could be depressed and not emotionally there, or what's the most typical problem today is that parents are divorced, and little girls are growing up in homes of divorce where they're not seeing their father as much. And then oftentimes the father has a girlfriend, eventually, if not during the marriage. And then he has children, perhaps, with this girlfriend.
Right.
And so little by little, the little girl feels, well, I must not be very lovable or else daddy would have stayed with me.
Right.
So what happens in these different scenarios is that these girls grow up and they start to date bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get attracted, depending upon what kind of relationship they had with their father, they get attracted to one of 12 different types of bad boys that I defined.
Wow.
And so what happens then is, after they've been hurt enough by these bad boys, some of these women harden their hearts. They say, enough of this. Okay, I'm not going to get my prince. And they decide, I'm going to exploit men instead. In fact, it's kind of like a punishment.
I'm laughing because this is totally me. So go ahead. this is my life.
Well, you know, and the thing is, so many women, I mean, sometimes women, they either do that Or a lot of women just give up. And they, even though they say they want a boyfriend or they say they want to get married, because they've been hurt, they sort of close up shop. And they don't, you know, do the most with themselves. They don't necessarily wear makeup or flattering makeup or the most flattering clothes or have the most sparkling personality. All these different kinds of things, because they're really in hiding, because they're afraid that if they get close to a guy again, he'll just hurt her like the other guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what does she do in that case? I mean, what makes her a bad girl?
Well, when she the girls who close up shop are turn out to be the good girls. They don't put out any effort. And right. You know, we've been told erroneously that all we have to do is be good girls, good little girls,
yeah.
And Prince Charming will come, like in the fairy tales. And it is not that. Maybe it was that way years ago in fairy tale time, but it's not that way now. I mean, now women have to put out more of an effort. You can't just, even though we may not, you know, want to do it, especially if we have been hurt before, we really don't want to put the effort out again.
Right.
But there are things, I mean, when I interviewed these 100-plus guys, their stories were fascinating. And what was most fascinating to me was, even though with these guys, and the interviews were like 3 and 4 hours, and even though these guys, they were all different ages and lived all over the place and different jobs, and they were great guys, but even though for some of them, their bad girl experiences were years before.
Whoops, I'm sorry about this. Hold on a second. I just brought up your website, and it's making sounds. Hold on a second. I knew it would happen, too, you know? I'm sorry. Go on.
It's okay. So even though for some of these guys, the stories about their bad girls, their relationships were years before the telephone call, you could hear in their voice that they were still emotionally wounded. That they were, you know, and they remembered all the details of what the woman was wearing, what she said, what they did next. I mean, we women don't really think that guys are, you know, remembering all this,
right.
But they really are, and they really do get hurt, even as you can perhaps attest, that even though there's a lot of bravado out there still. And that's part of the problem, too. Just like bad boys hurt women and make it harder for good guys to get through, bad girls hurt men and make it harder for the next good girl to get through, you know, for him to have a relationship in the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to tell you the different kinds. Okay, so that's what makes a bad girl, but let me tell you the 12 different types.
Oh, wow.
Because that'll make it clearer.
Okay.
Okay. There's the gold digger, the addict, the sex siren, the sexual withholder, the married woman on the prowl, the commitment phobe, the husband hunter and trapper, the husband stealer, the ultimate damsel in distress, the cougar, the ball buster, and the bad girl scorned.
Wow. Now, why is the cougar included in this?
Well, because... Yes, sir. I say in the book, the cougar is the new black, you know, it's like the new trend, and that's all fine, but the only thing is that, you know, for all of these types, the woman is looking to satisfy some need in her. She's exploiting a man for something that she wants,
right.
Okay, because she's given up on ever feeling that somebody's going to love her for her. So the cougar is in there because she's using a man, not to say that some of these relationships don't work,
right.
But she's using a man or looking to a man to make her feel still useful and attractive and desirable, and not just, you know, it's not just about, or she's the attraction, it's not just about love, it's because of what she can get from him.
I see.
And the problem with cougar relationships is sometimes, you know, they can work, but what happens is that at some point, even though, you know, the man gets something out of this too, obviously the woman is usually more sexually experienced, she may have some status in the community, it may have money, you know, there are all kinds of things. But what ends up kind of destroying some of these relationships is that at some point they really each want more traditional kinds of things, like the woman wants to feel taken care of,
right.
Instead of being the one in power all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Hello?
Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, you there? Okay.
I'm just waiting for you to tell me how many of these bad girls you've dated. Will you check them off?
I was like, whoa, what happened?
I try to stay away from bad girls, but they do. They can hurt you, you know? I mean, because, like you mentioned, they're not that emotionally available.
Well, I mean, I admit that I was one of these girls. My father was never around when I was younger. He was always working. So, you know, and I didn't know that was part of it. But I remember, you know, I dated this guy. It was a horrible relationship for like 5 years. He was just mentally and physically just crazy abusive. Like, this is when I was really younger. And then I decided, fuck men. And I decided that I was going to play several people at one time. And I did. And I played an awesome game. And this was, it's probably like 1920. And I realized what I got away with. And I'm like, this is like a turn on.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this becomes a fun game. And then my mother actually pulled me aside. And she was like, what the hell are you doing? This is so wrong. And I'm like, whatever, just lie for me. And she's like, I'm not going to lie for you. And I had so many guys at once, I didn't know what to do. Right. And it wasn't like I wasn't sleeping with any of them. You know, it wasn't, because I was younger, but I was playing every single one.
Right.
And then I left and I got another relationship, and I was in a relationship for a long time. And then he hurt me. And then I moved to LA, and I had a dirty book that, I had a game. I had a number in my head that I wanted to meet. That sounds disgusting. Yeah. I don't care. And I thought, if men could be players, why can't women? And I'm going to fuck every guy over, just like they fuck me over. And I did. And sometimes, I will admit, there was, you know, more than 7 guys in a week.
Wow.
Yeah. I would literally be like, well, this one can be for this dinner. And then, oh, I'm sick. Now I got to go to the one at 9.
Wow.
And then, oh, yeah, whatever. And it was this game that I played when I was like 22, 23. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And then, you know, then I got in relationships. And then it was always shitty relationship after shitty relationship. And now I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be with anybody.
Yeah.
In that sense.
See, that's what I know. You know, I think... I have noticed that, like, from between the Bad Boys book and the Bad Girls book, first of all, there certainly are more bad girls now than there ever were, but there are more bad boys and more bad girls. I mean, it's like the relationship jungle is a minefield. And it comes from people hurting each other and then feeling more defensive the next time somebody comes along and thinking, well, I better not, you know, I'll get my heart broken if I'm really real, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of multiplies, and that's really why I wrote this book, to try to give people insight. I mean, that's what I do. Besides having stories from these different men with the different 12 different types, I give insights into what makes these women tick, like what happens in their childhood to make them turn into each one of these types, and why men are attracted to each one of these types.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, too, you know?
Yeah, why are men attracted to these types?
Yeah.
Well, in a general sense, I mean, for each of the types, there are different reasons, but in a general sense, the reason why men are attracted to bad girls is because these bad girls make them feel like the biggest studs on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about sex. I mean, of course, that's a part of it, but it's the way that the women are with the men. It's not like they're, you know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because if a good girl went over to a guy at a party, let's say, and said the same things and was equally attractive to a bad girl doing that, the guy would still prefer the bad girl.
Wow.
And the reason is because the bad girl...
is more confident?
Yes. It's a pseudo-confidence, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's taken her heart off her sleeve. She's hardened her heart. And so she's given up hoping that this guy is her prince.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, whether it's a game or whether it's, you know, a specific need that she's looking to be fulfilled, really, it's not, she doesn't have as much to lose. Now, what I do in my last chapter, it's the Bad Girl Secrets, and what I do is I'm not trying to turn women into bad girls, but I'm trying to let them know how they have to step up their game. These guys, they all had different patterns or the same similar patterns that the bad girls used with them to get them to fall head over heels with them.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's very interesting. I think it's very useful also to be able to recognize a bad girl when you meet one, because otherwise, you know, she's going to tear your heart.
But then there's the whole concept of, like, the guys, in a way, because most guys are scared of commitment, they think, oh, this will just be fun for a little bit, and then they realize they really like this person, and then it becomes, this is what I've noticed, it becomes like, let me try and fix her.
Yeah.
And it becomes a challenge.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is part of it.
Wow.
That's what these bad girls are playing on. It's the guy's need to be the knight in shining armor, right, because he feels more secure if the woman needs fixing. Right. That if he fixes her, like in other words, if he fulfills each of these 12, you know, for each one, a different need,
right,
then he feels more secure that she's not going to leave him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that makes sense. But so now, are bad guys pretty much the same thing? I mean, do they have the similar problems or reasons for being bad boys?
Well, for why they're bad boys, mm-hmm, for them it's because it has to do with their relationship with their mother.
Mm. Okay, so it does start from childhood.
It always goes back to childhood. It has to do with, you know, if their mother is overly demanding or overly sexual or overly critical. Mm. Like, for example, you were saying about that your father wasn't around. Did you tend to go, the women who would be attracted to bad boys first, with that kind of background, would go for what I call the frazzled frog type of bad boy.
Mm.
It's a guy who doesn't have his act together and needs mothering.
Yes.
And you feel like you provide the nurturing and the mothering, and he, because he usually has one addiction or has had, and so you become his addiction. And so this seems like the least, like the guy who's going to be the least likely to leave you, like your father.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the reason why that is a type of bad boy, and just like bad girls and bad boys are heartbreakers, that's what they have in common.
Mm.
Even though I have 12 different types of bad boys. But because with this frazzled frog, the fixer-upper lover,
mm-hmm,
because even though he seems like, in the beginning, his life is a mess, and he seems like he won't leave, but then when you fix him up, he gets more self-confidence and he gets his life together, and then at some point he hops away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's a heartbreaker in the end.
Yeah, I know.
Those
relationships are complicated. What are you going to do? You know, and everybody brings their own baggage from childhood. And,
yes, that's right.
And that's what happens. Well, that's great. So the book is called Bad Girls, and why don't you give us the website so people can go and get the book?
Sure. It's called, the website is www.badgirlsbook.com, badgirlsbook.com.
Right.
And if they go to the website and opt in, I will send your listeners free bad girl tests and bad boy tests. I mean, I'm sorry.
What?
Actually, what I call them is bad girl tests for the women to see if they're bad girls,
uh-huh,
and sitting duck tests. I call the guys sitting ducks.
Yeah.
They're sitting ducks for bad girls, so you'll see how vulnerable you are to a bad girl.
Yeah.
So funny.
Wow. Okay, well, Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much. Very enlightening, very entertaining.
Yes.
Everybody go get the book, badgirlsbook.com, and all the best to you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on. This was great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to get the book. I think it'll be fun. I'd like to read both of them. I think both books would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, except I went to the website and it crashed my whole...
Your computer?
The whole browser is like... So now all the other stories I have lined up here, I don't really have them.
Oh.
But we'll have to recreate this here. So it's pretty interesting. You know, I mean, the thing is that people play games all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people get hurt by it. You
right.
know, I mean, I've been with bad girls before, and they broke my heart and stuff. And, you know, yeah, I mean, everybody's like bringing their own, you know, problems into the relationship, their own baggage.
Right. I mean, everyone's got something, I feel like, you know,
right.
whatever it is. So, I mean, you just kind of, you got to work through it or you don't. Like, I think, you know, I've learned a lot, like, throughout the years, and I know this.
Yeah.
So, I just need to, you know, if, I don't know. I'm being my own thing right now, and
right.
I like just being me.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I got to do.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that's the way it should be, I guess.
Yeah, and then again, it's like, you know, then you have, like, your parents. Like, my parents would be like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, you're so in this amount. You're this old, and you're not with anyone. I'm like, times have changed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if I would have gotten married, I would have been divorced, like, 3 times,
yeah.
4 times, 5 times if I had done that. Because there's no way. There's no – I no. Because you don't even know yourself until later on anyway.
That's true. You know? It does take a while, you know. And so that's why I think these things usually happen when you're younger, like in your 20s and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Late teens, 20s, you know, people break your heart. They don't give a damn. And that's what happens,
right.
You know. So, I don't know. I mean, they define bad girls and bad boys also people that do, like, crazy things, you know. And I don't know. I mean, would you consider... Do you view yourself as a bad girl, like, right now?
No, not now. Yeah. I think back in the day, you know, back in the day, I was, absolutely.
Right.
But you don't
play games now with people,
No. I mean, I'm older. I just don't care.
Yeah.
It's just too much work, you know? I have enough shit going on.
It is too much work.
I don't need to do that. Yeah. I can't do it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But I don't know. What about you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, So back in the day, I mean, did you ever have like a time where you were playing a bunch of people?
No, I was never like that. I don't even know how to play people.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to, you know. So I never actually did that. Although, I have broken hearts before, but not because I was a bad boy, you know. Just because, sometimes you go out with someone and then you realize they're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they do, then they get attached and everything. But what are you going to do? You know, if you don't click with that person, then it sucks, you know. I mean, I remember a couple times when I was single and I would go on a blind date or something, you know, and I would check it out beforehand. I mean, I would go and kind of sneak in and see the woman waiting. And if she's not really... they're hot, I would leave, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, stop it.
I would think, you know, what am I going to spend a few hours here with this woman that is not even attractive to me?
Oh my God. Yeah, but what if you like
I guess that's kind of a bad boy. Huh? As far as they're concerned.
That's very chauvinistic.
It's not chauvinistic. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're women. It's just because...
they're not hot. I'm not. What if you met a really good friend? You know?
Yeah. Well, a friend is different, yeah. But if you're going for romantic reasons, then...
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, I would be going just to... I mean, even if I became a good friend out of it, I wouldn't care. Like, I would enjoy the conversation.
Right.
Hopefully. If I was annoyed, okay, I would leave.
Yeah.
I would leave, absolutely.
You're right. But it's not the end of the world, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's true.
You could meet, like, a new good friend, you know? Like,
that's
it doesn't have to be a romantic thing. It could just be... I have a lot of... the majority of my friends are guys.
Yeah.
Like, I started noticing that. I was like, oh, God. Like, I want to ask, like, a girlfriend to go with me somewhere. And like, look, I'm going through my phone, and I'm like, well, this person's not here. This person's not here. I really only have three here. Whoa. Whoa, you mean I only have like six girlfriends like here that I could ask and they're all not around right now? What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is this, is that you also would want to avoid having to hurt them once you're sitting there, you know? I mean, because let's say you're sitting there, you're not interested. What are you going to do, you know? I mean, the thing is, eventually you're going to have to blow her off somehow. So,
well,
you know, I think you're saving yourself both a hassle if you just avoid it, you know, if you don't think you're going to be attracted.
Wow.
Or don't go on blind dates for crying out loud.
Right.
Know? Yeah. Know who you're going to be with.
Yeah. I don't think I could do a blind date thing ever.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, when you go on dating sites and stuff, the pictures are not accurate, you know.
So you make them send you ones that are more recent. Yeah.
That's true.
Can't you? Or
yeah, I guess you could, you know.
Right.
I guess
of course,
you
then again, how do you really
know? I don't know. I've been out of action.
And you know what? That's their own fault. If they send you a photo that's old and they know that they look different now and they send you a different one, then, and if you're like, oh, you don't look like your photo, you know, then, and if they're like, oh my gosh, that's so rude or whatever, that's what they fucking get.
Right.
Oh, sorry, keep doing that.
No, it's okay. I mean, no, you can drop F-bombs here. It's just that when we have interviews, you know, it's like you ruin it for them because then they can't post it anywhere.
Oh.
You know, guests sometimes like to take the interview and put it on their website and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's okay. They can bleep it and stuff, but... But no, you know you're welcome to use the F word here all the time. I made Brigitta signals during the interview not to use the F word.
Yeah.
It's too late. But no, you know, I mean, usually with guests I try not to. But no, I mean, that's fine. I know exactly what you're saying. You know? And it's a dilemma, you know. I mean, it's a dilemma. But But
we have actually, I don't know if I should say who said it. Somebody, a friend of ours, says no free meals for ugly chicks. And normally I would just call out who said it, but, you know.
I think we all know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if all of our listeners know. That's pretty awesome. But, you know, he brought up another good thing, too, that I want to say about, too, because and I've noticed this, too. And he was saying the problem that he's noticed is that women spend more time worrying about who their man is sleeping with rather than taking care of the man themselves, going back to, you know, the cougar thing and all that stuff from before, we're just saying. And I guess that is true because you worry so much of, like, who are you with, what are you doing, blah, 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 rather than, like, you know, how are you feeling?
Right.
Like, what, you know, kind of things. Like, because, I mean, a guy does that, like, he's going to go, if he's going to go cheat on you or something, it's because he's missing something in his life. Like, you're not, you guys are not working on something. You're not talking. You're not, you know, he's not being satisfied.
Yeah.
Whatever way.
Well, maybe that's it, you know, but maybe guys just stray, you know, it's in their nature.
Why is it got to be guys? Why can't it be women too?
No, women do too. You know, I mean, it does. It's just that you were talking about guys.
Yeah, I mentioned it, you know.
But I think there's people that just are never satisfied. You know, they always have to have several people. And then, you know, they get into a relationship because it's convenient. It's going to help them. It makes life easier for them. But then they want to continue playing, you know. And
right.
I don't know. I'm opposed to that. You know, I think if you want to if you want to play around, then just end your relationship and do it.
Right.
You know, but to have your cake and eat it too, I think that's it's pretty pretentious. You know, I think you're making your I just think that you're really hurting other people.
No, and I agree. Yeah.
You know, you're snubbing your partner and you're lying to them. And
I wouldn't do
know,
it.
Yeah,
I'm not that kind
That's
of...
That's the thing. I think the lying is a big part of it, you know?
Right.
That keeps people from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, for me, it's just like, you know, I wouldn't want it done to me. So even though there's temptation sometimes, I'm just not going to do it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And it's a good feeling knowing that you never cheated on anyone, you know, that you can be trusted and stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. Yeah.
Anyway.
So
this Congresswoman, Lisa Brown, I guess she was silenced for saying vagina in Congress. I guess they banned her and a colleague from the House floor, man. I mean, she was talking about strict anti-abortion proposals.
Okay.
And that's what she was talking about. And, you know, and so then she mentioned the China and they're not happy with it. Yeah. So, yeah. I know. It's like, I mean, why are people so friggin' uptight about these things?
Yeah,
you know, vagina is almost like a scientific term, you know? I mean, we don't even call it that.
Oh, my God. I thought you said China.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I was like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No, I was like, I'm just going to be quiet for this one because I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, what is it about China?
I was like, who gives a shit about China? I'm sorry.
No, it's vagina.
Oh, just kidding.
Okay, so now I'll go over it again so it makes sense.
Okay, yeah, say it again.
So she was talking about strict abortion proposals.
Okay.
And she mentioned the word vagina. And so, you know, I guess they banned her and then women later rallied to defend her. And, you know,
she said vagina.
Yeah, because she's speaking out on health care.
That is absolutely freaking stupider than hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
She says Republican men didn't get it, and if they don't wise up, they will lose their seats.
Wow.
I don't know. People are uptight about a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. People are uptight in general.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I lost all my notes here. You know, I mean, I went to her website and it crashed my browser. I mean, it made that sound.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was music or sound effects or something. And I knew it would happen. You know, I mean, every time we interview somebody and I bring up the website, I'm always worried there's going to be some sound coming from there, you know.
Which that's is why I mute my computer.
Yeah, not only that, but it's an advice to web designers. Don't put sound on your page unless you give someone an option to
turn
press
it off.
A button.
Right.
Yeah, press a button to play. play it.
Usually there is, though. There had to have been one probably at the bottom, but it's probably so filled with information that it puts
I'm not talking about a button that lets you turn it off. I'm talking about a button that lets you play it when you want to. Because often you don't want the side blasting sound at you when you're there. What if you're at work? What if you're at the library? Whatever, you know?
Actually, that brings up a huge thing.
Blasting.
Because when I used to have music on my site, I had everyone, say, take the music off. And I love the music, but they were like, take it off, because, you know, people don't want to hear that in the office or when they're casting or whatever. They're just like, whoa, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny though.
Yeah, I know. Also, the Jerry Sandusky trial is winding down. I guess it's going to the jury today. But apparently, they dropped three counts from the case. But it's still going to be they're saying instead of 500 years, he'll get 400 years or something, you know.
Wow. But I heard they're making him take the stand.
No, they're not making him, no.
I thought it said that Twitter update.
Yesterday, his lawyer said he might go on the stand, but it would have been stupid. I mean, from the things he already said and incriminated himself on TV and everything, I wouldn't put him up there. Are you crazy? This guy doesn't even realize he's doing anything wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How can he not realize he's doing anything wrong? I mean, I don't understand that.
Yeah. And his wife says she never heard or saw anything.
Yeah, that's
total
shit.
But they're saying at least six accusers spend the night in his house.
Who spends the night in someone's... I mean, that's the thing, though. And who lets their kids sleep at a coach's house?
Well, but you got to remember, it's different times, too, Brigetta. You know, this was like in the 90s.
The 90s.
Early
90s. I'm sorry,
90s.
My parents never let me do that in the 80s.
Really?
I wasn't allowed. My mother would
call. If you had a female coach, you wouldn't go?
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't let you do it?
No, absolutely
not.
Like
a slumber party or something?
No, if you're going to have a team, and I played on many sports teams, many. If you're going to have a team sleepover, the coaches weren't allowed to do that. There was never, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You do it for the captain of your team,
right.
Whoever the captain is, or one of the girls on the team hosts the party.
Oh,
you know,
I
that's,
see.
You don't, yeah. And these are, if we're young, we're 11 and young kids, where the hell are the parents if you're under 18?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Because any parent, given that you're boys, it's a little bit different, but most parents, if you're 11 or under 8 years old, 6 years old, whatever, you're going to call first to find out what adult is going to be there besides, it can't just be one adult. Your coach is going to be there and the coach is going to take care of, you know, a bunch of kids all at once.
Yeah, but it just shows you also how trustworthy he was.
But I want to say another thing,
People are trusting him.
But how many, if they have a sleepover, is it just one child sleeping over or is it an entire team sleepover? Because if it's one child sleeping over, don't you find that odd,
Yeah,
too?
That's odd. But they're saying that six accusers spent the night there. So
all at one time.
But I don't know if it's at one time. That's a thing.
Because that's what I'm trying to ask.
I know.
Six different times and they were the only one there,
right.
What kind of parent are you to let your child sleep over there by themselves with nobody else there? That's odd.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
No, I don't think that happened. I don't think it was one child. You know, he probably had a few. But, but you may be right. I mean, it could have been one at a time, which is really, really weird.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and if it was an entire team thing, there should have been more adults there than just one adult.
Because
then you look at it as here's a bunch of, you know, boys running around you want to have another chaperone that's there.
Right.
There's always a chaperone thing. That's what I find very odd.
Right.
So this whole situation, it's awful and I feel bad for everybody involved. Absolutely.
Mm.
But you know what? Where were the parents?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, I think there's something to it, you know, although... obviously it doesn't justify what he did anything like that, but at the same time
and what's probably screwed up too, sorry, I mean to cut you off, but what's probably screwed up too is maybe he even told the kids, you know, hey, if you sleep over, or, hey, if you come with me here, or you know, come back here or whatever it is, I'll put you in first string.
Oh yeah,
he
gave them gifts and trips and stuff all the time.
Right.
He showered them with this stuff.
But that's another thing is, okay, so you're a parent and your child, you know what your child has. You know what they're bringing home, unless you're a deadbeat parent.
Right.
You know your child's bringing home gifts or, you know, and then you're like, where'd that come from? Oh, okay. You know, and maybe once or twice, it's interesting. But if you're getting gifts all the time, I'm going to start to ask the other parents, hey, is your child getting gifts too? Oh, you are? Okay, the whole team got it? Okay. If the whole team's getting the same exact thing, fine. Mm-hmm. But if they're all, different and weird and happens all the time, I'm going to start to wonder.
Yeah.
And no, I'm going to do my own investigation.
That's true. Yeah.
As a parent, like, they should have been there. That, I mean, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not, because this is, like I said, it's awful. But the parents absolutely should have been more involved.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think there was a lot of awareness of it back then. But
it doesn't matter when it is, if it's nowadays or then. Like, when I'm growing up, I grew up in the 80s. You know, my parents called every place. I hate them for it. Right. But when I was younger, they called every place before I went there and made sure they knew who the parents were for those reasons.
Right.
You know, just to be safe. If you're like really into, and I was the first child, you know.
Right.
So it's like they did all that. So I don't know. I just think that you parents that are listening should, you know, take in your own initiative and make sure you know where your kids are at all times.
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Know, where they're sleeping.
Yep. And on that note of advice, folks, thank you all for joining us.
I get really mad about this. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You should be passionate about it, because it's a terrible thing. Okay, Bridgetta, have a great day. Everybody, thank you so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.